Good morning. I'm so very glad to see each of you here for our chapel shining like stars in the world. I'm going to lead us in a call to worship, and following that, we will sing number one in the book that you have. If you are delighted and energized and enthused to be here, and if you are tired or troubled, you are all welcome. And if your faith feels strong and unwavering, or if your faith feels battered and frail, you are all welcome. If you are eager to praise God loudly as we sing, or if you just need to be quiet, you are all welcome. God welcomes us all to worship today, and God promises to meet us here, no matter where we are. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 15. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of one mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interest, but to the interest of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave and being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for God's good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and arguing, so that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation in which you shine like stars in the world. The word of God for the people of God.
I'm going to take a moment to introduce the person who's going to introduce the speaker. My husband, Luke Schrock-Hurst, for the last 10 and a half years, has served as the liaison between Mennonite Central Committee and EMU, and between Mennonite Central Committee and Virginia. So he is deeply involved in MCC and wants the chance to introduce his boss.
Good to be with you this morning, and very excited to introduce Bruce Campbell Jantz to our academic community here at Eastern Mennonite Seminary and University. Bruce Campbell Jantz spent some of his earliest years in the Congo. His parents were missionaries in that part of Africa. Bruce then, once he graduated from Goshen College, ended up back in Africa and became the country representative for Mennonite Central Committee in the Congo. Later became MCC director for regional director for all of Africa. And after he left that position, we ended up with three regional directors for Africa because it took three people to replace Bruce. Bruce has been the director of Mennonite Central Committee East Coast now, I believe, for around 7 years, at least long enough to deserve a sabbatical, but Mennonite Central Committee doesn't do sabbaticals, so we do alternative assignments. And Bruce is back from an alternative 4-month assignment in the African country of Chad, heading up MCC's program in Chad as an interim country representative there. And many of the stories he'll tell us today will be from that recent experience in Africa. So Bruce, we're delighted you're here on campus with us. Bruce is married to Ann Campbell Jantz. They have two children, Isaac and Maddie. They're about to become empty nesters, I believe, as Maddie heads off to college. So welcome, Bruce.
Thank you, Luke. It's good to be on EMU's campus. I need to gauge my volume here. I've been here before, but my connections to EMU have been largely through MCC, so CJP connections and other EMU connections have been good over the years. As Luke said, most of my time, I've been with MCC about 20 years altogether, actually. The bulk of that time relating to Africa program, as Luke referenced, and then the last 6-plus years as the East Coast Regional Director with an office in Pennsylvania. I have been reflecting a fair bit on Philippians 2 lately. So when Carmen reached out to me, she had some ideas about the kind of things I might share about, and I said, well, I've been reflecting on this with this work. And so this is kind of a work in progress of reflecting on Philippians 2, and I'm in a seminary here, so I have to be really careful to not make too many bold theological statements. It's important to know your audience. But anyway, these are some reflections. And I think when I think of Philippians 2, I've been drawn to the early part of that chapter where we have the Christ hymn that Les read for us there. I have read that it's thought that perhaps that was actually sung in the early church. I don't know if any of the theologians in the room have read anything like that, but it may well have been a hymn that people sang about Christ and imitating Christ's humility is kind of the theme of the beginning of the chapter. And then in the very next section, we talk about this fact of shining like stars in the world. And as I've reflected on it, maybe I don't know if there's any tension between imitating Christ's humility and shining like stars. You can think about whether you think there's any tension there. But I've been reflecting on this, and this really came, my reflection on this came during my 4 months in Chad. I was there from August through November, serving as MCC interim rep during my alternative assignment from my regular MCC work here in the East Coast region. So one of the things I'm going to invite you to do along the way here is to reflect about people in your own life. Who are the people that you think we're called in Philippians 2 here to shine like stars in the world? Are there people who shine for you? I think we as Christians, as followers of Christ, we all want to be reflecting Christ's light. That's part of our shining for sure. But there are also sisters and brothers, there are saints in our midst, there are prophets, who can motivate us and inspire us as well as we seek to follow Christ. So I'd invite you to think as I go through some of the people who shine like that for me, who those people are in your own life. MCC's centennial is coming up in 2020, and I know that EMU celebrated their centennial just last year, I think, so you're still kind of in the afterglow of the 100 years. At MCC, we're approaching our 100 years. Many of you probably are aware of the story of Clayton Kratz. Now, he was a Goshen College grad, but he is at the sort of the foundation of MCC's history in 1920. Clayton Kratz was sent along with Arthur Slagle and Ori Miller, someone who became very well known as a long-time, decades-long leader in Mennonite Central Committee circles. They were the first three people that MCC sent at that time to Ukraine. If you think about your history, the Soviet Union was taking shape. 1917, I guess the revolution started, but even in 1920, there was still fighting between red forces and white forces in Ukraine. And these three young American men were sent into this context because Mennonites living in Ukraine had written to Mennonites in North America and said, we need help. And that's how kind of MCC was formed. People came together. Clayton Kratz was one of the three young men sent. And the story that I've heard most recently about his disappearance, and his death has actually never been confirmed exactly when it happened or how it happened. That's why there's a question mark there after 1920. 1920 is when he disappeared. The story I heard more recently is that he was in a Mennonite village. They knew that fighting was close by, that fighting was approaching the village. And they decided, okay, I'll leave in the morning. Because the fighting is getting close, I'll leave the community in the morning. And the fighting came more quickly than they had anticipated, overran this Mennonite village. And the last that Clayton Kratz was seen or heard from, he was being taken away by fighting forces that were part of that conflict. And he was never seen nor heard from again. So at the beginning of MCC's history is kind of this modern martyr. He's a member of Blooming Glen Mennonite Church in Souderton, Pennsylvania, north of Philadelphia. Just this past week or two, I was in the Souderton area, and you still meet people. Obviously, Blooming Glen is still an active, vibrant church, and you meet people that carry that history. So this is someone I think of as someone who shines like a star. Now, this Clayton gave his life in service to God and in following Christ. In MCC's 100 years, somewhat astonishingly, we have only lost four workers to intentional violence in that 100 years. So Clayton, right at the very beginning, there was a person who was lost across the Atlantic in World War II on a ship that was sunk. There was a person who was lost in Vietnam, related to the Vietnam War. And the most recent person that MCC has lost due to intentional violence is Glenn Lapp. And I know Glenn is a graduate of EMU. He was killed along with nine other people in Afghanistan in 2010. My mind also turns to Michael Sharp. I know Michael Sharp had connections as well in this community. And of course, he lost his life just under a year ago in the Democratic Republic of Congo. He was no longer in it. He wasn't in MCC at the time that he lost his life, but a very recent alumnus serving in Eastern Congo. And so we lose these people along the way. We think of their memories. And I think for those of us, they're part of our constellation of those who shine like stars for us in our communities, and we want to remember them. So at MCC's foundation is Clayton Kratz. We're going to bring out a little, you know how institutions are. We're going to have a little special logo for our centennial. You'll be hearing a lot more about it here in the Harrisonburg area at EMU. I know that, you know, filtered throughout even this group of people gathered this morning are a number of people with MCC connections in their lives. Dave Brubaker said, recovering MCCers. So we're all on our own journey. So another person who shines like a star for me is this young adult. Edith Rodriguez is Puerto Rican. She is a nurse, and she right now is serving at Faith Alive Clinic in Jos, Nigeria. And I'll just say that Edith represents sort of all of the young adults in MCC service around the world. We're very excited that this year we have two Puerto Rican psalters in MCC. The other one, Juan Pablo Albizu, is in Bolivia, in South America. And Edith and Juan Pablo left their island, left Puerto Rico, in August. And I think we all know what happened in September in Puerto Rico. The island was devastated by Hurricane Maria. And I think we also know that many people could not communicate with family for days or weeks, not sure how people were doing. And Edith and Juan Pablo were part of that. And so I think of the people over the decades with MCC who have said yes to God's call to service and who have been away from home at difficult times. And the most recent example of this for me is Edith and Juan Pablo. And so for me, people who shine like stars in the world are people who are offering their lives in service. There are many ways to do it. MCC is only one. I think of Edith as an inspirational and motivational person, a young woman, a nurse, who could be making a good salary in Puerto Rico, who has chosen to go and serve in Plateau State in the middle belt of Nigeria with the Faith Alive Clinic. So Edith is someone, for me, who shines like a star in the world. Philippians 2:3, as we heard read, says, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves." So now we'll move to Chad, where I spent 4 months. For me, I view it as a real gift, a humbling and inspiring journey for me, meeting amazing, committed, dedicated, courageous MCC partners doing amazing work throughout the country of Chad. Mohamed Abakar is the man in the middle here. He is the co-director of an MCC partner called the Association for the Promotion of Education. And this is Mohamed's home community. He has an interesting story in his own life. When he was young, his family was fairly traditional. Education was not a priority, but he was a young person who always wanted to access more education. And finally, it took someone in his extended family kind of intervening with his father to allow him to pursue education. He did some of his growing up in Sudan. He eventually got a law degree. He's lecturing in law at the university in N'Djamena, the capital city of Chad. But he's continued to carry a burden in his heart for education in his own community, an 8-hour drive north of N'Djamena in a place that he referred to as the half desert. If you see photos from the place, you would probably say it looks pretty much like a full desert to you. But there are still a few trees, kind of when you look to the horizon, you can see a few trees, a very arid area. And the school that Mohamed has helped to establish, and MCC is partnering with APE to build the school, we've also helped to build two wells in an area where you really are reminded that water is life. The school is, the language of instruction in the early grades is the local language of Dazaga. In most of Africa, when children first go to school, they're doing double duty. They're learning a new language and they're learning the content. So most children who go to school in Chad will learn French while they're learning the content because they don't speak French at home, they speak a local language. And so pedagogically, it's much better if a child can sort of transition into that, begin learning the content in their own language of Dazaga. And so books have been developed, et cetera, so kids can study at the youngest ages. They have French as a course, and then eventually it becomes the language of instruction. But more culturally appropriate education in a community where there was no school before. And so many of the young people studying are older than they would be normally for that grade. This is actually my spouse who joined me for the last month of my 4 months in Chad. And this man here is Jean-Claude Nkundwa, who I think is known on this campus. He graduated from CJP. He's Burundian. And he replaced me as the rep for Chad. I believe he was actually Peace Builder of the Year last year or 2 years ago. It was exciting to see that. And as I've thought about this presentation, I thought about the EMU connections as I'm standing here today with you. So for me, Mohamed is someone who is inspirational, motivational, who has said, you know, again, I could be practicing law, teaching at the university in the capital city, comfortable, but he has a heart for his community and young people in his community who have not had access to education in the past, and now they do. So MCC is privileged to partner with the Association for Promotion of Education in that work. This is Bila Mamar. Bila is a teacher in the school that Mohamed helped to start. She's local to that community. When the school opened in 2014, she was a student and began her formal studies at that time. She's now 18 years old, and she is one of the teachers in the school. I think that even here in the U.S., that was probably not all that uncommon. Maybe 100 years ago, the highest performing student would eventually become a very young teacher to teach the younger children. And it's quite something for a woman to be in this kind of a role in this community. So this modeling that some of these girls you can see here in the classroom are seeing with Bila in kind of a leadership role, teaching in the school, is again a courageous step for her. And MCC is pleased to be able to accompany the school and APE as they work. And so Bila, again, is someone who to me is shining like a star in her community in the face of a lot of challenges. Verse 4 says, "Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others." Ron Muse is the man here in the beige sweater. Luke and Jenna and I are privileged to have Ron as a colleague in MCC East Coast. So some of those people who shine like stars, who are part of our constellation, some of them have given their lives in sacrifice and service. Others are far away from where we are. Others we work with often, almost day to day. Ron is a chaplain in the Philadelphia jail system. He's the co-pastor of a church in North Philly called Christ-Centered Church. And he has an incredible heart and passion for people who are incarcerated, the families of those who are incarcerated, and then also people leaving incarceration. MCC right now in this 5-year period in our strategic plan, one of the things we're doing is working on addressing racial inequalities in the U.S. criminal justice system. I think you've heard about mass incarceration and that whole dynamic. Ron is someone who grew up on the streets of North Philly, the rough streets of North Philly, if you know Philadelphia. He spent time incarcerated himself. And God sort of came alongside him and entered his life, and it was really transformational for Ron. And one of the reasons that Ron is, to me, a motivation and an inspiration is that he hasn't just let it stop there. He said, you know, God came to me at a difficult time, transformed my life, and I think I want to carry that love to people who are in an unlovable place, is one of the ways he puts it, to love people in an unlovable place. So for me, Ron Muse is an inspiration and a motivation and shines like a star, and I have the privilege of working with him regularly in MCC East Coast. This photo isn't great. I apologize for that. Victor Dogo is here doing some training. Victor is the director of the Ethics, Peace, and Justice Department of the Protestant Church Council in Chad. Victor also has an EMU connection. He's been to SPI several years ago. The training he's doing here is actually in trauma healing, and MCC sent Victor to a training in Rwanda last year, no, maybe 2016, at HEROC, which is called Health and Rebuilding Our Communities, which is an organization based in Rwanda. One of the ways that MCC walks with the church in Africa and around the world is through capacity building and training. I mentioned that Victor had been to SPI here. Actually, Mohammed, who we met earlier, was at the Africa Peacebuilding Institute this year in South Africa. MCC Chad also sends people to what's called the West Africa Peacebuilding Institute in Ghana. Many of those things have deep and long-term connections with CJP here on the EMU campus. Victor is a pastor in Chad and a really gifted trainer. Some of the work that the Protestant Church Council does in Chad in collaboration with MCC is interfaith workshops to work on peace building. And they bring together groups of religious leaders, groups of women, and groups of young people, young adults, Protestant, Catholic, and Muslim, always in a mix in those groups of religious leaders, women, and young adults. And this has really helped to build and solidify the relationship across religious divides. In Chad, MCC has been privileged to support that work for more than 10 years. But Victor is a real inspiration and motivation as someone who came into this work as a pastor with some natural tendencies, and MCC has been privileged to support some of that and support the church through training and capacity building. And right now, if you think about Chad's neighbors, there was a book that was written about 10 or 15 years ago that talked about countries having challenges when you are landlocked with bad neighbors. Chad is landlocked, and its neighbors are Libya, Sudan, the Central African Republic, Nigeria, and northeastern Nigeria, where Boko Haram is active, and Niger. So they are almost the definition of a country that's landlocked with challenged neighbors. But in Chad, things are relatively peaceful across the religious communities, And some of the work that the Protestant Church Council has done under Victor's leadership and others has been a critical piece of that stability in relationships across religious divides. So Victor is also someone for me who shines like a star in my world. Philippians 2:5 there, just before the Christ hymn, or maybe the beginning verse of the Christ hymn, says, "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus." I mentioned this work that the Protestant Church Council has been involved with for the last 10-plus years. For 7 years now, they've had an annual interconfessional prayer day, and we left Chad on the 30th of November, and just 2 days before, we were able to attend this annual event that's held in one of the largest indoor places in the capital city of Jamena. The head of state attends. President Idriss Deby was there. He so much wants to be there that they check with his schedule before they decide on the date. The date moves a little bit for that reason. But he really wants to be there as head of state. He has his own challenges, but he's been supportive of interfaith peace work. So it was a real privilege to be in that context. You can see here, sponsored by the Catholic Church in Chad, by the Superior Council of Islamic Affairs, and then by the Protestant Church Council coming together to hold this annual event. This is a photo of us as we were, getting ready to leave, maybe. Moltong Lagarde here is an MCC Chad staff person, Jean-Claude, who you met already, my spouse Anne, myself, and then area directors for Central West Africa for MCC, Ben and Beth Weisbrod. So an inspirational time to be there, acknowledging and recognizing this important work across faith communities which share values of peace building and wanting children to be able to go to school in peace, be able to work, have access to food and water for communities so that all may live in dignity. I'm going to invite us to read sort of this Christ hymn together. You have the words here. And again, the preceding verse is Philippians 2:5 here. "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus." And let's read together. "Who,
though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of slavery, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father."
Amen. MCC has been working, as I said, for nearly a century with saying that the work that we do is always done in the name of Christ. That's our motivation as a faith-based organization, as a Christian organization, as followers of Christ. And these are helpful reminders about what it means to imitate Christ's humility. But then also in the same chapter, what does that look like when we imitate Christ's humility, reflect Christ's light, and shine like stars in a world with challenges? Another person that I'm privileged to work closely with, another colleague for those of us working with MCC East Coast, is Rolando Flores. You can see him here standing in front of the Mennonite church that he pastors in the San Juan area. There's also a Mennonite school there. We already referenced Hurricane Maria in September. Rolando, of course, was living in the San Juan area with his family, his wife Glorimar and their daughters Glorian and Catherine, when the hurricane struck. So they have lived through that traumatic event themselves, been without electricity and without water for weeks and weeks and weeks. And that, I think, equips Rolando and his family to be particularly effective in walking with those who are affected across the country, and of course, the island, rather. Many of them more deeply affected than Rolando's family has been. What's been inspirational about the response is that Rolando and his family have really seen this response as a calling from Christ for them to be the hands and feet of Christ at this very difficult time on the island, which continues now even several months later. At MCC, we're collaborating very closely with Mennonite Disaster Service. This is considered a domestic disaster, so Mennonite Disaster Service is the lead in the response. At MCC, we're coming alongside and partnering with them. We've actually seconded, made Rolando available to MDS. He was doing that full-time for November and December, and between now and the end of June, he's working 80% of his time with MDS. They need staffing, they need local presence, local knowledge, and Rolando is able to contribute that. So we're grateful to be able to collaborate closely with our sister Anabaptist organization, Mennonite Disaster Service. But Rolando seeing this reaching out as being ministry, seeing this as imitating Christ's humility, as shining like a star at a difficult time, Rolando tells stories that not just the Mennonite churches, not just MCC, but other churches in many ways were the first to reach out after the storm, before many other organizations or agencies were involved. And so we give thanks for the church being the church and reaching out and shining like stars in their communities in Puerto Rico. And a situation that continues to be very difficult even now 5 months after the storm itself. So finally, verses 14 and 15 say, "Do all things without murmuring and arguing, so that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation in which you shine like stars in the world." So I invite each one of us here today to remember that we are stars, that we shine like stars. Maybe hold that tension of imitating Christ's humility while also shining like a star, reflecting the light of Christ as we go about our work in our families, in our communities, in our congregations. And to do all that work without murmuring and arguing, so that we can really be children of God and shine like stars in the world. This is a final photo. One of the fun things that I got to do while I was in Chad was organize their annual partner gathering. So there are 19 people in this photo from 9 different MCC partners, all of them doing amazing, inspirational work in humanitarian response, environmental work, food security, education, and peace and justice. Just a real gift for me to have this experience of living and working in Chad for that brief sojourn of 4 months. But I learned so much from all of these stars, and I'm thankful to God for and to MCC for that gift. So, remember to shine like stars, and I'd invite you, some people, to name some of the people who stand out for them as stars in their own constellation, whether that's someone you work with every day, or whether that's someone you've read about. Remember those people. Remember Christ, and we're reflecting that light of Christ, but also remember those people who shine like stars, who motivate and inspire you to do better and to imitate Christ's humility and to work for God's kingdom in the world. Amen.
Thank you very much, Bruce, for those stories and the challenge. And then I'd like to speak a word of encouragement over all of you, because I have a hunch there are a lot of stars in this room and that you are shining in the lives of the people that you work around, that you study with, that you teach. Sometimes stars don't realize they're being stars. So I am grateful for the stars among us. I'd like to invite you to stand and take your little yellow sheet. There is a benediction here which I could pronounce over you, but I decided I wanted us to sort of pronounce it to one another. So I want you to look around at the stars in the room. And then as we share these words, I want you to think about the fact that you are receiving a blessing, but that you are also giving a blessing together. Now may the light of Christ burn brightly within you. May you shine like stars in the world, that all people may see and know the loving source of all truth and light. Amen.